Welcome once again to Daily Inspiration, and I want to greet you in Jesus' name. And once again, I thank you for taking time to call in and to be willing to take a look at the Word of God. And I trust that this will just only whet your appetite so that you would go to the Word of God for yourself. I've mentioned it before. But it's worth saying again. It's good to give a man a fish, but it's even better to teach him how to fish so he can go and get his own. And that's something that I've heard it down through the years, and it does certainly apply here. Those that share the Word of God with us, it's very good for them to encourage us to go and be fed on our own. There's nothing wrong with receiving a blessing from another man's study and his looking at scriptures and expounding, but it's a tremendous blessing to be able to go yourself to the scriptures and to our Heavenly Father, who is he's willing and desirous for us to come to Him and to ask Him for guidance and direction. He gives that to us by His Spirit and through His Word, especially. He gives us His written word, which we talked about before. It's truth. It's absolute truth. And this world is going to always resist those that are unregenerate. Those that are not born again are going to despise and hate the Word of God until He breaks their heart and changes their will. So it's not a strange thing that the world mocks the Word of God, but the Word of God is absolute truth, no matter what science says or what the teachers in this world, what they say. It just, those things really don't matter. The Scriptures tell us that this is God's Word, and by faith we need to believe that and trust Him. And so we're very glad to be able to have His Word with us, that we can partake of it and be blessed. It is daily bread. And so I'm going to read just a few passages here. I'm going to be in Matthew chapter 10. And the very first verse says, "And when he had called," this is Jesus, "when Jesus had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." And I just would like to point out here that Jesus had the authority to give to the 12 the power, says here, to come against unclean spirits or demons, to cast them out, and for healing of sickness and all manner of diseases. And Jesus was given that authority by God, and he was also had the authority to transfer that to his disciples. And I do believe that it would be even for you and I, if he chose to do that. It's not a problem for God. I'm going to read just another portion here while we're in Matthew 10, and then I'll just read another passage here in a moment. This is chapter 10, verse 24. "The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord." And that's, I know that's pretty obvious, but these are the words of Jesus. He's saying, you need to be humble and recognize that you're not above your master, and a servant's not above his Lord. Just keeping things in order, making sure that we have things accurate. And like I say, it seems so obvious, but yet I guess man has struggled with that sometimes. And we need to be reminded. I'd like to just read to a passage here, and I think it'll challenge you as it's challenged me. Jesus, and he's speaking here. This is the very end of the book of Mark, and it's chapter 16. And I'd like to read to you from verse 15 and down through 18. I just hopefully this will kind of challenge you a bit and cause you to really seek the Lord in this area. Mark 16, verse 15. "And he said unto them," this is his disciples, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Okay, he's given a command here. Verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Not just the disciples here, but he said, these signs are going to follow them that believe on me. And then he says, in my name they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, I challenge you, go in there and study that, because I know this seems a bit of a stretch sometimes. We know that the disciples had that kind of authority, but now it seems here that he's saying, this is going to follow those that believe me. These are the signs that you will see. And I just confess to you, I've seen very little of this in my life. There have been times when I have seen a miracle of God. I have seen some things. I know there's a tremendous amount of abuse out there in the churches of today that are very liberal. There are some big, big errors out there and things that I believe are a mockery to Christianity. But that doesn't discount the Word of God. He said these signs are going to follow them that believe. That would be even us. And I believe God wants to do that. And I'm not here to say that that happens every day in my life, but I believe it's possible, and I believe he wants to do that. Now, I know that could be a real challenge to you, but I just encourage you, go read it for yourself, study it, ask God to show you, and if you make yourself willing, just like Jesus did, and say, Lord, I don't want to do anything except what is pleasing to you. I think that's the right path for us to be on, and he'll show us day by day. If he wants us to operate in these gifts, he'll make it very, very clear. And it'll be pure and genuine if we come to him in that way and not try to make some glory and honor for our own selves, but to glorify him. And anyways, that's just a little challenge that I'd like to put before you. But I think that it has to have some things very much in place. He's talking about going and making disciples. You can't be just in your own little world and expect all these things to happen. He wants us to be actively making disciples for him. When that is our goal, when that's our focus, when that's our mission, I believe these signs will follow. I'm just giving you my opinion. I'm not saying thus saith the Lord, but that's the way I interpret these scriptures here. I encourage you to look at it yourself too. Now I'd like to read in the book of Luke. And I'm going to be in chapter 14, verse 26. I'll begin there. And again, just looking at some of the words of Jesus. I'll start in 25, actually. It says, and there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king is going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first, and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good. But if the salt had lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And so I just want to encourage you with those words. We're to stay humble before God. We're also to be with the attitude of, Lord, my life is not mine, it's yours. You do with it as you desire. And help me not to be entangled with those things that would keep me from being your disciple. And we just read what some of those are. And he talks about counting the cost. If you're not willing to pay that cost, if you're not willing to lay down those things and go into the conditions that he set, then he says, you can't be my disciple. And You know, maybe some would argue that point, but I'm just reading you the words of Jesus, what he said. He said, if these things are not in place, you cannot be my disciple. You cannot be. And again, those are some things that would really cause us to have some meditation, some thoughts on, Lord, is this true in my life? Can you expose some areas where I'm not letting you do this in my life, and it is hindering me from being your disciple? It's not that God doesn't want us to be his disciple. It's just we have to be willing to count the cost and then say, I will be his disciple. And he lays it out for us there. You go there and look at that and study and ask God, bring it before God, and just let him point out to you if there's things in there that are entangling you, ensnaring you, causing you to keeping you from going forward to being his disciple, so that we don't put our hand to the plow and then look back. That was not pleasing to God at all. And he's putting out some conditions here. He wants us to be sold out 100% for him, not half-hearted, 100%. I'm his disciple. And these other things, even though they're important to me, compared to being his disciple, I must let them go. I must let him do a work in my heart. So just let God challenge you there and to speak to your heart. And I hope this has been encouragement to you. I hope it's been an inspiration to you to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God bless you.